Amen.
Amen.
Our reading will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 20, starting at verse number 1. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die. You shall not recover.' Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. 'Remember now, O Lord, I implore you, how I have walked before you in faithfulness with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight.' Hezekiah wept bitterly before Isaiah had gone out of the middle of the court. The word of the Lord came to him, 'Turn back and say to Hezekiah, prince of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. For you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.'" Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to take your Bible or your device, put it down, and I want you to turn to your neighbor. Grab them by both hands, not one hand, both hands. Look them square in the eye. Grab them by both hands. Look them square in the eye and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
are you ready?
Are you ready
to turn?
To turn.
Neighbor,
neighbor,
are you ready?
Are you ready
to turn?
To turn.
Now turn and point to somebody else and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
let's go.
Let's go. All right.
We have entitled our message this morning, "Are You Ready to Turn?" Now, before we touch the scripture, I want you to know in life, there has been some folk who you have respected, who looked at you, said that you are going to be nothing. And what we have allowed ourselves to do is believe them. And when you believe folk who say stuff about you, what it does is this. It means that what they say, you now have taken it, you've bought it, and you're now wearing it. And we got too many folk walking around thinking that this is all I'm going to ever be. I can't go no further. You see, I want you to understand, in the world we live in, there's always folk who are trying to sell you something. And it doesn't matter, Deacon Boo, what they try to sell. That doesn't necessarily mean you got to. You from the country and you ain't have some of the best education, so don't you ever expect to go to college because you ain't smart enough because you ain't had the best classes possible. Well, you know what? If you buy that, then guess what? They have limited you based on what they say. And you just stay right where you are. You bought it. And what I want you to understand is that just because somebody is selling something, it doesn't mean that you have to take it and buy it. And sometimes it's folk with authority that's trying to sell you something. Look at up there in Washington. They have sold the health care plan to Congress, and Congress has get yourself in a tizzy. Because the reality is God is still. So just because they bought it doesn't mean that we have to. So we have to look at this stuff and realize that just because folk are doing stuff, that doesn't give it the stamp of approval. We have somebody we can go to. We have somebody we can look to. We have somebody who can make a way out of nowhere. We have somebody who controls the entire universe. We have somebody who woke us up and got us started. And his name is Jesus. So I want you to understand, you ain't got to buy everything that folk are. Okay? But then my mind comes to this story. And as I look at this story, the story starts off in verse number one in this scripture. It tells us in verse number one, Hezekiah was sick. And some theologians believe that the sickness that he got was a part of a plague that they used to wipe out some of the enemies, but somehow it got on him. And that's what they believe because of the boils, which we didn't read, starting at verse 7 and some of the stuff that happened to him. But what we do know is that the prophet came. But what we don't know is whether or not Hezekiah asked for him to come to pray for him, or whether or not God sent him there to Hezekiah. We just don't know, Sister Davis. We don't know. But what we do know is that after Isaiah got there, Hezekiah would have preferred to say, bro, you ain't really need to come. Because, Sister Sarah, when he got to Hezekiah, he says to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord. Do you see that? He starts off by first saying, thus says the Lord. Set your house in order. For you shall what? You shall die, and you shall not recover. Did you hear that? So we are told that Isaiah is selling something. What you mean selling something, Pastor? Hezekiah is hearing what Isaiah is saying. Now, just because he said it doesn't mean that it has to happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, what Hezekiah immediately did is that when he heard what Isaiah said, it tells us that he turned himself to the wall. And once he did that, Isaiah said, I'm out. I done did what I had to do. I'm out. And he left. But what Hezekiah did was this. Many theologians believe that when he turned his face to the wall, some believe that he turned his face to the wall because, you know, he had servants in there. He's the king. And that he turned his face to the wall because he did not want his servants to see him pray and cry. I don't know if I'm buying that. Then there are some theologians who believe that he turned his face to the wall because he wanted to turn in the direction to where the temple is. Sounds good. But I look at it a little different. He was turning to the wall because the wall was also symbolizing what he just heard. Was that I'm not going any further because the sickness I have is just like this. And since it's just like this wall, I can't break it down. I can't go over it. I have now come to my end. So he turns to the wall. And guess what he does? He says, Lord, remember me. Do you see in the verse 3? He says, basically, remember now, O Lord. And that's as he is saying to him, Lord, do you remember me? Lord, do you know who I am? He said, Lord, I implore you. And that's as he's saying, Lord, I beg of you, have mercy on me. And as he's asking the Lord to have mercy on me, why? Because, Lord, you know how I've walked before you in what? Faithfulness with my whole heart. And I have done what is good in your sight. Now, I want you to understand something. If Hezekiah was buying what Isaiah said, he never would have turned to the wall. Are you following me? Because he turned to the wall. In essence, he didn't turn from his stuff. He turned to his stuff. And said, you know what? My stuff is just like this wall. But I'm going to the Lord. Lord, I know you can heal me. But even if you don't, Lord, you just got to remember me. Remember that I've been faithful. Remember, Lord, that I have served you with my whole heart. Remember, Lord, you can see all the good stuff I've done in my life. Not that I'm perfect. Not that I dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's. But, Lord, I live my life to give you glory. I live my life to the best of my ability. I know I have this life because you blessed me with it. And if you call me home right now, Lord, just remember who I am. You know what I look like. Lord, I need you to be with me. So in essence, you know the one thing he didn't say to the Lord? He didn't ask the Lord to heal him. But what he said was, Lord, remember now. In essence, remember me. Know who I am. You see, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when we get faced and brought to us negative news, too many times we try to run from it. We try not to deal with it. And we just say, oh, I'm not claiming that. You can claim it or not claim it. It's still what it is. It's negative news, no matter how you look at it. Some folk might say, oh, I ain't claiming that you know, they passed that bill in Congress. Whether you want to believe it or not, that bill has been passed. But that necessarily means still got to go to the Senate and all that. But you have to understand that so many folks see it as negative. And because of that, even in our own lives, when folk bring you negative stuff, we got to stop turning away from it and not start turning to our stuff. Because I want you to know that when you turn to your stuff, what you're saying is stuff. I know you're too big for me to handle, but you're not too big for my. Oh, somebody gonna work with me. Well, we know that we serve a God that's bigger than all the stuff that comes at us that's negative. We turn to the wall and then we say, Lord, we put it in your hands. Lord, I can't knock it down. No, Lord, it's too high for me to climb. Lord, it's too deep for me to dig under. So, Lord, I need for you to step in. I need your help. But most of all, Lord, I want you to remember me. Watch over me. You know how I live my life. You know I'm living just for you. And I wouldn't be here if you hadn't blessed me. I heard the news, and yes, it's negative, but Lord, I just thank you, because I know you're going to bring me through, no matter whether on this side or the other side. I'm with my God. He's brought me this far. He's going to take me all the way, and I'm going to look at the wall, no matter how big it is. I might can't scale it, but it's not bigger than my God. Do I got a witness in God's house? When you think about the walls that we got to face, you got to learn how to turn to the wall. That's why I say to you right now, are you ready to? We've turned away long enough. It's time for us to. You see, but in order to turn, you got to be ready to. You got to understand that I'm turning because I serve a God who is what? Able. I serve a God who is a deliverer. I serve a God who is a healer. I serve a God who is my all in all. So no matter what they say to me, I'm ready to. I don't care if nobody else want to turn with me. I don't care if nobody else want to look with me. It don't matter because I am ready to. Because you know what? I have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. And I ain't going to stop now. I am ready to. I know some folk might laugh at me. Some folk might say it ain't going to do no good. You can say what you want, but I am ready to. And you know what's interesting? As he turned, and he said, what he had done. It says Hezekiah wept bitterly. Now, if he was concerned about his servants, the brother would have kicked everybody out before he did anything. But all he did was turn to the wall, faced it, said what he had to say, and he wept bitterly. Which means that I want you to know, Sister Fee, folk heard him. When he cried, it wasn't like one of those. Are you following me? So what I want us to learn to do is look at the stuff that folk had told us that's negative. And too often we try to run from it. But what the Lord is telling us, we got to learn how to turn to the wall. Turn to the stuff that you think is there and is there to block you. You know what I find to be very interesting is that as I look at this, it, you know, again, Isaiah was a respected prophet. He was truly a man of God. So once Hezekiah received this news, the thing that I see that is truly interesting about Hezekiah, it wasn't that he was denigrating the position of Isaiah. But what he said is that's what God told you. But guess what? I'm going to go talk to him for my. You see, I want you to understand something. Some folk, it's good to have folk talk to the Lord for you. But I want you to know, you do a whole lot better when you talk to the Lord for. You see, can't nobody pray like you can pray for yourself. Nobody know what the aches and pains you're feeling. Nobody know the heartaches that you're dealing with. Nobody know the frustration that you have. Nobody know the anger that you have. Because even when you tell folk to pray for you, you don't give them all the details. Some folk can't handle all the details. So that's why you have to be ready to what? And when you get ready to turn, you better go on and have a talk with the Lord. You might can't pray like such and such and such and such, but guess what? The Lord ain't looking for words to impress. He wants to know, what are you dealing with? What's going on? Tell me how you feel. And when we take that time and are ready to turn and tell the Lord all about it, I want you to know he gonna hear you. Oh, somebody don't believe me. Do you know he gonna hear you? You know how I know he gonna hear you? Because Isaiah, when Isaiah saw Hezekiah turn to the wall, he figured, well, ain't nothing else I can do up in here. So he began, and he left out of the presence of the king, and he was heading to the middle court. But don't you know, before he can get out the middle court, I want you to know that we serve a God who does things in his own time. Sometimes God's got to take some time to do some stuff, because he's teaching us some stuff. Then there are other times that God has to do things instantaneously, which means that there ain't no time to wait, Sister Rosa Davis, Deacon Rosa Davis. There are times when God's got to move in the right now, because we need God to bless us when? Now. We don't need to wait for tomorrow. We need a today blessing. We don't need a today blessing. We need a right now blessing. So what he was saying is that, Lord, I need you to bless me when? Now. I need you to heal me when? Now. I need you to make a change when? Now. If you're going to call me home, Lord, call me home now. But if you're going to bless me, Lord, and heal me, I need you to do it when? Now. You see, my brothers and my sisters, I want you to know that Isaiah didn't make it past the middle court. And you know what the Lord said to him? You don't believe me. I know you don't believe me. You know what the Lord said to him in verse number 5? He said, the Lord spoke to Isaiah. No, I got to go back and read verse 4, because you got to see this. Before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. And what's the first thing that word said to him? Turn. You see, you turned away from him. But now I'm telling you to turn what? Back. And as he tells him to turn back, and he says, say to Hezekiah, prince of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, I have heard. Did you hear that part? He said, I heard your prayer. Do you understand something, my brothers and sisters? He said that. Let me get this last piece, and I'm going to put it all together. I have seen your. Did you see that? God just doesn't hear us. God sees us. That means that we don't have a God who looks over us and watches us from a distance. You know, I could be crying up here right now, but Lauren and Sister Ernestine and Mike in that back row, might not see any tears in my eyes because they're seeing me from a. Are you working with me? So in order for folk to see tears in your eyes, they have to be. Are you working with me? Somebody's catching on to where we're going with this. You see, when God hears our prayers, we think that God is so far away that our prayers got to float up to him. And eventually they'll make their way to him. But I'm here to tell you that our God is close and nearby. That when you talk, I want you to know he's hearing you as you speak. And I want you to know he ain't just hearing what you're saying. He's also looking at you. He knows the pain. He knows the frustration. He knows the hurt. So as we are praying, and then all of a sudden you see them tears flowing. Don't you know? You ever notice every now and then sometimes your face just start getting a little dry? That's God wiping your tears. Because God is looking at you and God is close up on you. Because God recognizes what you're going through. And what God was letting the prophet know, turn back. Because I heard his prayers. I have seen his tears. And check out what he says. He says, indeed. He says, indeed, I will heal you. He said, let him know I'm going to heal him. Are you hearing what I'm saying, y'all? You see, I want you to understand. I can see Isaiah kind of baffled by what is going on. Lord, you just told me to tell him to get his house in order because he's getting ready to die and he ain't going to recover. But now you want me to turn back and tell him I heard. Oh, the brother prayed to you. He ain't just take what I said. He prayed to you, huh? And on top of that, he was crying. And now what you're telling me is, indeed, you're going to heal him? Well, let me head on back and do what you're calling me to do. You see, because I don't care where it come from, anybody can try to sell you something. And I don't think that Isaiah's intent was negative. I think Isaiah was telling him what was going on. And what God was saying is to Hezekiah, now what you going to do now? You done heard what it says, what he said to you. Now what you going to do? Are you going to buy it? Or are you going to sell it, which means that you don't want no part of it, just keep on keeping on. You see, my brothers and sisters, just because folks say something don't mean you got to buy in. You see, because everybody ain't got your best interest at heart. Now, in this situation, Isaiah wasn't being negative and I'm not going to say he didn't have his best interest at heart. But what I'm saying is that God wanted to see, Hezekiah, what you going to do? You know, you are of the lineage of David. Are you going to trust me? Are you going to walk by faith? Are you going to continue to go and do as I'm calling you to do? And then that's why he just said in his prayer, Lord, I beg you, have mercy on me. And if you have mercy on me, Lord, I want you to do is just look at what I did. Look how I've been faithful. Look at the stuff I've done. And as I've lived my life in a manner which is pleasing to you. Now he's saying all this stuff as he's looking at the wall. He's looking at the wall. He's looking at his stuff that he is dealing with and saying, God, I need you to do something. I could turn in many directions, but I am turning towards something which is impenetrable. I can't punch my way through. I can't kick my way through. In order for me to get through, y'all, I got to pray my way through. You see, if you want God to knock down the wall or get you over the wall, you just turn to that wall in your life and you pray directly at it. And I'm here to tell you, our God will make a way out of no way. So what I'm saying is, what wall are you facing? What are you dealing with that you think is impenetrable? What's going on that's causing you to weep bitterly and feel that I can't get through this? I got to stay where I am. I got to just take this for what is being said. But what I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, are you ready to turn? Because what I want you to understand something is the reason why the brother didn't get out of his bed is because he was too weak and didn't have enough strength. Because if he had enough strength, Deacon Elwood, I want you to know he would have made his way to the temple. He would have fell at the face of that altar. He would have prostrated himself in the presence of the Lord and just do the prayer that he did in his room against the wall. He would have did it there in front of the altar of God. But since his strength couldn't get him there, because you know, don't sometimes when we hear that negative stuff, don't it make us weak? Don't it make us feel that it's hard just to take another step? But what I'm saying to you though, but are you ready to? Because I want you to know when you turn to the wall of whatever that is, I want you to know you speak to it and you pray to the Lord about it. And I'm here to tell you, the Lord will make a way out of no way. And then he went on to say, further, I will heal you, and on the third day you shall go up to the house. And as you go up to the house of the Lord, I will add how long? Do you see it? Don't sometimes we get faced with some stuff? We got some folk in here who have had to battle cancer. You went through chemotherapy. And as you went through all that, you wasn't sure what was going to happen next. But rather than just sit there and have a pity party, then you turn to that wall. Because you said, Lord, I'm ready to turn. Didn't we just come out the hospital in Petersburg with an infection? But we had to turn to the wall and ask God to help us. Because it's too big for us to do all by ourselves. What walls have you been facing, my brothers and sisters? What walls have you been running from? I'm telling you, God is telling you today, it's time for you to make the shift. And as you make that shift, I say to you, are you ready to? Because I want you to know, when you turn to it, then that's when God's going to work you through it. But when you've been running for so long, you feel that I can't face it. Yes, you can face it. Look at your neighbor right now. Say, neighbor. Yes, you can. So what I want you to know, I don't care what other folks say. I don't care how it did other folks. I want you to know you are a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I say to you right now, are you ready to? And if you are ready to turn, I'm telling you, God is ready to make a way out of no way. Because once you make that turn and you speak to that wall, I'm telling you right now, God will make a way. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody got faced with some walls? Anybody got come up against some stuff that was too big for you? But when you gave it to the Lord, tell me, what did God do with it? Did the Lord bring you through it? Is it blessing you right now? You see, my brothers and sisters, isn't that why we're in church? It's because we faced some walls. And in facing them walls, didn't God bring us through it? But I want you to see something that you got to catch. After he told him in verse 5 that he was going to heal him, he told him in 3 days, you're going to go up to the temple. So what he was telling him is that right now, Mike, he's saying to him right now, you ain't got the strength to get to the temple. But I want you to know, in 3 days, you're going to have all the strength you need. And brother Lieutenant, when them 3 days pass and you see how strong you is, you know what you're going to do when you get to that temple? Let me show you just in case you didn't get it. You know, when you get to that temple, you know what you're going to do? You're going to bust them doors open. You're going to walk in. You're going to praise God, because you know that the Lord is the only one that brought you through that wall. Whether he broke it down or lifted you over it, you know that it was nobody but God. And since it was nobody but God, don't you know that I'm going to praise God for what he's done? I'm thanking him for what he's done. And you know that when you know how good God has been to you, will you ever sit down and shut up? Don't you know you ought to lift up your voice, lift up your hands, rise to your feet, give God the praise, because he's the only one that brought you through. He's the only one who made a way out of no way. He's the only one who did the impossible. Other folk thought it wasn't going to matter, no matter how much you prayed. But I'm here to tell you, our God is able. Our God will do the impossible. Do I got some witnesses in God's house? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been through some stuff? Somebody ought to take some time out and give God some praise. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done and all you're doing. So the question that I ask you is, are you ready?